This was about 1972, so he was about 20, I suppose, a bit more than that. He had made model boats for a long time. Lots of them were exquisite. They tended to be Norfolk wherries or Thames barges, that sort of thing, which had a great interest. And they're normally very beautiful things, tiny wooden cleats for the rigging, and the sails dyed in tea and painted beautifully. But this one was an MTB, a motor torpedo boat, and it was massive and it was matte grey and very ugly as far as I was concerned. But the great thing about it was the first one that had a motor. The lake at the end of the water gardens behind the old co-op at the Primark end now, I suppose, was used for sailing model boats, I think on a Sunday morning. The water was always very filmed with oil, horribly polluted, but people had fun. And I think this MTB's maiden voyage, I'm not sure about that. Me and my brother went to give it a go and see how it worked. And there were some other people there, and again, they had small, exquisite fishing boats with tiny, fragile rails that putted along at half a mile an hour, and they were remote controlled. But my brother was a young man, and it turned out that his MTB went very fast indeed, perhaps 20 times as fast as all the rest. And you could turn very sharp corners, and the wake was really quite considerable, and the little fishing boats were being tumbled about in the wake of this thing. And I think I seem to remember saying to him, "Be careful of that boat," but he wanted to drive fast, which was the whole point of a motor torpedo boat. It went fast, and of course, inevitably, he didn't turn the corner quite fast enough. He rammed this exquisite little fishing boat and sank it. I think his boat sank too. I can't remember that. I remember standing there with the boat, little boat, just sinking into the middle of a foot of oily water and another foot, I'm sure, of mud, and not knowing how on earth we're going to get it back. But the man with the fishing boat was an elderly man, and he was lovely. He just put on some waders and waded out and picked the boats up. And on the whole, he seemed rather pleased to have an excuse to potter about with some water, clean it up and mend the railings. So I don't know if my brother ever dared go back to the Walton Gardens Lake, but I certainly knew that I never did.